Let's see, who else? You had old Zeke Benura at first base.
Yeah, he could. We got him from the White Sox.
Yeah, he could hit that ball.
Yeah, he could hit.
But you had other than Zeke, who wasn't a great fielder, but...
He poked that second baseman.
But you had Buddy Meyer, Cecil Travis.
Oh, he was a good ball player. Cecil Travis, Buddy Lewis.
In the infield, and Case, Sam West, Al Simmons in the outfield.
That's right.
Pretty good team.
That's right.
Yeah. And Rick Farrell behind the plate.
Yeah. But those Yankees had the power, too. Boston, you know.
Boston also. Cleveland was
moving up. Al Kroski, yeah. They had a bunch of strong guys. And the White Sox were rough, too, at that time.
Yes. Detroit, likewise.
Yeah.
Mickey. Everybody. Well, Washington was an interesting place to play in those years, I would think.
I enjoyed it. Yeah. I enjoyed those 9 years. Of course, I was at the height of my career, you know.
The next year, you had Mickey Vernon at first.
Yeah, he had come up the year before or something, and then, of course, what year was that?
This is 39.
Well, 46 I left there, you know.
Yeah. Now, Vernon wasn't with them in 38, but Zeke was. But in 39, you had Vernon, Bloodworth, Travis, and Buddy Lewis.
Yeah.
Case West and Taft Wright.
Taft was a good hitter.
Yes.
Bloodworth couldn't move very much on the infield, but he tried.
Yeah.
He didn't play too long.
And you added Krakauskas. And
big left-hander.
And Haynes to the staff.
Yeah.
And
he married Griffith's daughter.
Haynes did?
Yeah.
Now, Bucky Harris married...
Joe Cronin married...
That's right, Cronin.
Joe Cronin married the old one.
And for some of those years, you had old Alex Carrascal.
Yeah, from...
He was, I believe, an uncle of Chico, the shortstop.
He was a good shortstop.
Oh boy, he really was. But then when they picked up, I remember I was White Sox booster in those days, and they were getting rid of Carrascal and bringing in somebody you never heard of named Aparicio.
Yeah.
God, they sure better know what they're doing, but they did. Well, let's see. Here you had old Sid Hudson.
Yeah, Sid come along. He had that one good year, and then he struggled for a while, I think, didn't he?
This was his good year. Well, pretty good year, 17-16.
Yeah, that was his good year, I think.
I'm interested here. I see Zeke Benura showing up again at first base. Where did he go in the meantime? I wonder.
I don't think we got him from the White Sox. I don't
know. Hold on. We'll pin him down. I've got that other book I've got is better for this sort of thing, looking up. But this one, you got it. You just have to look a little farther to find it. Oh, no.
I got to get me one of those, could I?
Well, Zeke was with Washington in 38, went to the Giants in 39, and came back to Washington in 40, and went on to the Cubs in 40, and 40, finished with them. He didn't have a long career.
No, uh-uh.
But he wound up getting 307 career, which...
Not bad.
No, that puts him up there.
Now a guy hit 200, they think he's an over-hitter. I said, those guys be gone the minors so fast, they wouldn't know what hit him.
Yeah, that's so true.
When we get down to we're asking about the players, I'll give my view of it.
All right. Now, you went over to the Phillies in 47.
Right.
That's the year you got back in shape. You had a real good year, and... both years were real good.
Both years
on the ERA.
Were good. Yeah.
That's the real payoff.
That's right.
And 1947-48. Let's just see who you were playing with in those days. National League.
What year did you say?
1947-48. In 1947, you and Schoolboy, we looked at this flag over the pictures, but...
Then 49 with the Cubs.
Yeah, you didn't have too great a lineup other than the Phillies. Of course, you finished seventh. Schultz on first base. I don't even remember him.
Who?
H. Schultz.
Yeah, he played some, but Sisler played one there. Dick Sisler.
Yeah, they don't show him here. This doesn't give the complete roster for the year.
Yeah.
Emil Bourbon.
Bourbon, second base.
Skeeter Newsom at short. Handley at third.
Yeah.
And Johnny Weirostek.
Weirostek.
Yeah, Weirostek. Yeah.
Outfielder.
Which Walker? H. Walker.
Harry the Hat.
Harry the Hat.
Yeah.
Del Ennis.
Del Ennis, yeah.
Andy Semenik.
The catcher.
Yeah, they came along to win the pennant in 50, three years later.
I was just going to tell you, the year I went to the Cubs for Wakis in a deal.
Yeah.
And Grimm, they said that Wakis was with the Cubs, and Grimm said, now, we either get Leonard or Brooklyn wants Wakis. We'll make the deal. So they traded me the next year. Philly wins the pennant.
Yeah.
And I've never been on a pennant winner in my career.
Well, you didn't miss. When did you get to Washington?
I got there in
38.
38.
They won in 33.
Yeah.
And Brooklyn hadn't started winning pennants when you got there at 35.
No.
Always wrong time with each of those teams.
Yeah, that's the way the ball bounces.
And the Cubs had won their last one in 45 before you get there, yeah.
2 years ago, they had the Detroit and the Cubs play the old-timers. That's who won the American League pennant
in 45.
And so I got an invitation come up. I never was on a pennant winner, but I was on the Cubs. So I got up there and we were messing around. I saw guys from Detroit I hadn't seen in 15 years, there. And I was messing around, warming up like everybody else, having a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, Grimm comes up and says, you're my starting pitcher. I said, what? I've never been on a pennant winner in my life. I said, these guys played the World Series. He says, you're my starting pitcher.
Yeah,
damn, if I didn't start the ball game, we win.
Wonderful.
Cubs won. So I got a big thrill out of that.
I don't blame you. I've seen Charlie a couple of times in the last year. He's in Scottsdale outside of Phoenix.
Yeah.
But right now he's failing.
Is that right?
Yeah, he'll be 84 next month.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. And last November he looked great to me, but his wife told me that he wasn't really all that great, but he was straight as a ramrod and looked to be in playing shape.
I'll be 74. Now I'm bouncing back. I'm walking, playing golf again.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I haven't got my power with the clubs. I'm about 50 yards short of what I was just over a year ago with the balls.
Yeah.
But I'm tickled to death to be out there playing.
Sure. That's what counts.
I'm having fun with the foursome I play with,
keep it up
some good and
as
some
long
bad.
As you can, boy.
Yeah, and the thing is, now I'm just not hitting the ball steady like I did all the time.
Oh, well, still
but oh, yeah. But I think I'll get back to getting in the groove.
You stay with it.
Yeah, just like pitching, you get...
Exactly. You get in the groove and you've got it made for a while.
Yeah, I feel like I am.
In 48, you had Dick Sisler first, Granny Hamler second. Eddie Miller at short.
Yeah.
And Caballero at third.
He was a young fella.
Del Ennis, Richie Ashburn, and Blatnick.
Yeah.
Field, Semenik catching. That was the team that was ready to take over the pennant. A couple years later, you finished sixth, but they were... They were coming along, and Kurt Simmons.
And Roberts and Kurt Simmons.
Yeah, Kurt Simmons or Roberts was, they were both there, didn't have winning years in 48, but they were to have a lot of them later.
Yeah, Roberts was special.
Yeah.
I didn't think Kurt Simmons became a pitcher till he got with St. Louis, and he had hurt his arm. When they first came up, he and Roberts, I was watching them warm up. Me and Oscar Judd, a pitcher from up in Canada, and they were asking us who we thought would be the best pitcher. And I said, well, I'll pick Roberts. I said, he's sneaky fast, and I said, his delivery is going to let him pitch. I said, I think Simmons is going to have a sore arm. He pitches against his body, and I think he'll, and he came up with a sore arm. And he didn't, like I say, I didn't think he became a pitcher till after he got away from Philadelphia. That's when he had some.
Yeah, that sometimes happens.
Years. Yeah.
And he probably would have been better for a little longer if he hadn't cut off his toes and blown
it
off.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, good. That didn't help any.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Charlie didn't finish the season as your manager that year in 49.
No.
Rather, Frankie Frisch took over.
Yeah. He was a character.
Oh, they both were characters.
He was a character. Yeah. He'd be reading a book sometime on a bench, something like that. And he'd get mad at the umpire and then throw the book out.
I can't imagine that.
Oh, geez, I can.
And nobody, I think, from all I can gather, had much more fun playing baseball than Charlie Graham.
No, he was really a character. He's funny just to look at.
That's right.
The way he moves his hands and everything. He was just funny.
Built to be funny,
And I think he was a hell of a swell guy.
He is indeed. I've enjoyed seeing him each time I've gone to talk with him. But his wife tells me now that the doctors think he has pancreatic cancer.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. And he had lost weight and strength between November and June when I talked to him two times. But he still was real clear and sharp and ready to talk about any of the good old days.
Yeah, he's quite a guy.
Yes, sir. Well, that 49 team, the Cubs, wasn't the world's greatest either, but there were some good names on there. You had, Bergman came over and played second base there. Smalley wasn't much of a shortstop,
I thought he was going to, it couldn't be a good one, but he's the one that had rabbit ears. They run him crazy.
Frankie Gustine, Hal Jeffcoat, Andy Pafko, and Hank Sauer.
Yeah, Sauer couldn't cover much ground.
No.
Then later we got Kiner, he couldn't cover much ground.
No, that's right.
Baumholtz, of course, he tried to cover ground in center fielder, but he wasn't the greatest outfielder either.
No, and he had to try to cover it all.
Yeah.
He had Marv Owen catching for you, or was that Mickey
Owen?
Mickey Owen,
yeah.
Well, that was after he had missed the call. Which will haunt him to his
last year. I saw him at the old timer dinner a year ago up here in Springfield. The Cardinals had a thing. And they moved to Louisville now. They're drawing like hell at Louisville.
Oh,
geez. They're averaging over 11,000 game.
So they don't have anybody in Springfield then?
Well, yeah, they got a Class A. Springfield,
not
the car.
Yeah, Cabaretta was coming up, and Rube Walker was there as a catcher.
Yeah.
Charlie loved Rube Walker, Charlie Graham.
Yeah, oh, Rube was a good guy. He still got a good job coaching,
Atlanta.
I saw him the other day on TV. I can't think of where it was. Giants?
I think it's the Mets.
Mets.
And you had Johnny Schmitz and Bob Rush.
Yeah, Bob Rush is just, there was a guy who had the tools. He was another guy that he thought he had that high kick. Brooklyn scored, they stole four bases off in one game, and then he finally come to me and wanted,
what should I do?
Yeah. And then I got him to where he'd make that. He said, I don't feel like I can get anything on the ball. I said, you get enough on the ball, you get rid of it. Yeah. He won the next two games, and what does he do? He goes back to that high kick, and that's not too damn long, he's out of the league.
Yeah.
So that's all the help he wanted. Right? He's on his own now.
That's all he's going to do with it, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. In 15, Cubs moved up. No, that's the White Sox taking that. 50. Cubs moved up to 7th place under Frankie Frisch. And Rush managed to lose 20. You were 5-1 that year. Mostly relief, I guess.
Yeah.
They had Hal Jeffcoat, center field. Ron Northey, who became quite a pinch hitter later.
Yeah.
And Lou Walker, Pat Bosar, Bill Serena at third.
Yeah.
Wayne Terwilliger at second.
Yeah.
How much did it bother you that you never got to that 200th win?
Well, I wanted to get a chance at it, but they felt like I liked it when it got 200.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. There's so many that are in the 190s.
Yeah.
I talked to Larry French.
Yeah, he's quite a guy too.
Yeah, got 197. And he's, there's some of the ones I've talked with, they're all, in their 70s, and half of them into their 80s, I think 84. Joe Sewell and Rick Stevenson and Charlie Graham all would be 84 this year.
Uh-huh.
Some others 81 and 82, and nobody, I don't think any, I guess Terry Moore, I'm seeing tomorrow, is younger than you by about 3 years. But some of them are in unbelievably good shape, and Larry French is one of them. Looks like he'd go out and pitch tomorrow.
Well, I saw he couldn't, at the old timers game, he couldn't throw the ball very much. He had a little pot belly on him.
Yeah, he's got a little pot belly, I agree. He admitted that he couldn't throw the ball much, but Joe DiMaggio can't throw it 20 feet, I don't think.
Is that right?
Yeah.
But those guys are all nice guys. You're going to see Terry Moore tomorrow, huh?
Uh-huh. Out of Collinsville.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah. Were there more knuckleballers or fewer in the big leagues in your day than there are now? You don't hear about too many of them now.
No, not too many of them. I don't think they work hard enough at it. Uh-huh. It's something you got to practice and work.
I don't think of a single one who is known primarily and principally as being a knuckleballer right now. You? In majors?
No, that Hoyt or something from Brooklyn, a reliever, and he throws, is it Hoyt or something like that, I don't know the name. There's a few guys that that try it, but they don't.
Yeah, I don't think they depend on it. They don't live by it like.
And of course, what's the name down in Atlanta? I talked. Funny thing.
Necro.
Phil Necro.
He's the he and his brother Joe at Houston are the two, I guess.
Well,
best known.
When the third baseman was from Milwaukee.
Way back when.
Yeah.
Matthews.
Yeah. Matthews was managing.
Yeah.
Man, see? Mm-hmm. And I went down to the game, and he was the only guy I knew, so I wanted to go down to Benson and see him.
Yeah.
So when I got down there, he said, just the guy I want to see. I said, well, I'm glad to see you too, but what's up? He said, I'd like to have you talk to Phil Necro and his brother. I said, well, I'd be happy to if they want to. I said, I wanted to meet Phil. Because he was having a rough time then, see?
Yeah.
So, went to the clubhouse and he introduced me to him. He went and got three new balls. Gave each one of us one. I said, you three guys sit down there and discuss this. So he said, you don't have to worry about the game. So this is before the game started, and we sat there for over an hour, and we talked about the grips and how you had to move your fingers sometime a little bit, you know, sometime back a little, and when you release. Now, Phil was afraid to throw the fastball. He had in his mind that I said, your knuckleball makes your fastball better. You've got to throw that, and that'll make your knuckleball more effective. The next day he went out and shut the Cardinals out and beat him, and he'd been going great ever since.
He's turned into a better pitcher.
I said, you got a name across that uniform just like they have.
Yeah.
I said, and I know you feel like I felt. As long as you were out there, you were better than that guy with his bat in his hand.
Absolutely.
And that's the way I felt.
You got to feel that way.
And by God, he's been going every good.
Very well since.
Both of them. They both come along with that knuckleball great.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe has got good velocity yet. But Phil can get by a lot of times with that fastball in.
Mm-hmm.
So heck, I was glad he did. Because they still got to hit the ball. Fastball there, and I'm not going to hit every ball out of the ballpark.
No way.
And I told Phil Lewis too, I said, if a right-hander hits 40 home runs a game, you can bet that he's hit 35 of them in the left field seats. I said, give him the other five then. Yeah. If he's a left-handed hitter, you can bet he's hit 35 of them in the right. Mm-hmm. I'll give him them five over here.
Yeah.
And I said another thing, when you knock a guy down, how many guys have you ever seen go like that and let that ball whiz back their head and get out of the way? Self-preservation is to go down and hit the dirt.
That's right.
I don't care who you are. Self-preservation.
Yep.
And I said, 8 out of 10 guys, you can pitch outside. And I got that.
Yeah. Yep.
That's the way I worked anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now old Joe was born in, Phil was born in 39, so he's 42 now, he'll be 40. He was 42 already, and his brother was born in 44. He's still a young guy. More or less.
I was almost 45 when I quit.
Poet Wilhelm was about in his mid-40s I think when he quit. All right.
I could have relieved another couple of years.
I bet you could.
But
you
they had a chance to get the coaching job, and otherwise I'd have been out, so I thought,
Tell me your all-time best team of players you saw, first base, for instance. Who's the best first baseman?
Well, I didn't see Garrett too much, but I saw him a little bit. He was a great one, and of course, Hank Greenberg, he made himself into a great one.
He did, I agree with you. Yeah. Hank's writing a book about his own baseball career.
Oh, is that right?
I wrote to him. He lives around L.A. somewhere. He wrote back and said, well, I can't take part in your affair because I'm doing a book on my own baseball career.
Yeah.
Should be interesting. What about second base?
Well, I saw Gehringer for a little bit, too. He was a great one. And Gordon was a great one.
Yes, not for as long as Gehringer.
No. But
they're both real good.
Yeah, real good.
What about, did you see Jackie Robinson?
Oh yeah, I played against him a lot of times.
He wasn't as good as those two.
I didn't think so. They talk about him having a rough, I better not say anything about this.
Well, he did have a rough time, I guess. We'll get that off the tape, off the record. Yeah. What about shortstop?
Phil Rizzuto and Brooklyn shortstop.
Pee Wee Reed.
Yeah. Marty Marion was great too. It's pretty hard to.
Yeah.
But Phil Rizzuto was a great one.
Third base.
Well, let's see. I saw. Well, and then Cronin played a few years in that shortstop too. See it.
He's
gotta get the picture.
Third base was Roth was with the Yankees that time. He was having good years.
Yeah.
And
was Keltner up there then?
Yeah. Keltner come a long way with Cleveland.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Those two were
standouts.
Yeah. And of course, Musial and Williams.
Who would be your third one?
I just can't get their names. Name some of those guys.
Well,
I'd pick a have a choice maybe.
The Yankees always had some pretty good ones.
Well, they had Selkirk, but Selkirk, I think
Henrik.
Tommy Henrik was a good one.
Yeah.
Keller was good, but Tommy Henrik was a great ball player. Mm-hmm. I forget how many years he played.
Not too often.
Not too long.
That's right.
But,
Let me get a few other names here as possible. You saw some in the National League. How about Pete Reiser?
I didn't see him very much. Uh-huh.
All right. And, we come up with here. I don't think Chuck Klein, Kiner.
Well, he was just about through when I went up, so I didn't get to see him.
Well, now, who were the first two outfielders you mentioned?
Musial and
Williams.
Williams.
Yeah.
Well, Terry Moore was a great center fielder too. But,
Joe DiMaggio.
DiMaggio.
Yeah.
That's the first one I met. DiMaggio, center, Musial, and Williams. That's the three I was at.
That's an outfielder.
I just couldn't get his name out of my mouth.
Yeah. What about catcher?
Bill Dickey. Yeah. And Campanella was great too. Pick Bill Dickey from what I
saw. As a pure catcher in person, Al Lopez would have to be up there.
Those three.
I say those three. Lopez couldn't hit with those other guys.
No. Uh-uh.
Both Dickey and Campanella could powder the ball.
Yeah. Yeah. Dickey.
How about the best left-handed pitcher?
Well, I saw Grove at the end of his career. Mm-hmm. Of course, Gomez was having such success, but
Grove was a greater pitcher. Grove was a greater pitcher.
Yeah.
What about the best right-hander?
Feller, I guess.
I suppose.
I think
couldn't get too much argument with that.
No.
Yeah. Good. Now let's get around to this business of the differences between baseball in your day and today.
Well, I think the big thing, the expansion and everything, has really spread it out. And I think, don't get me wrong, there are fellas playing Major League ball today that could just about play in any era. I mean, they're good ball players.
Oh, yes.
But there's so many of them playing Major League ball today that I don't think they could play AA or AAA 25, 30 years ago. But the expansion and every now a guy hits 200, he's a great hitter.
Yeah.
I see a regular playing 196, 95, and he's playing regular the year round.
It's incredible.
It's
if you go back as we do to the old days.
Yeah.
Well,
of course there's not so many minor leagues that they sent him to, but they'd be gone to the minors back 25, 30 years ago.
Yeah, there are several things, I guess. The 26 teams instead of 16.
Yeah, they expanded.
Fewer leagues by far. And that means that they stay less time in the minors before they come up. So they aren't.
Yeah.
They are developed.
And now the AstroTurf, some of these guys can run good.
Yeah.
But they chop the ball and balls go through there for base hits. They're not hitters. They're just ordinarily outs most
of
the time.
It should on a grass surface, they'd be out.
The way baseball, like Mr. Wrigley said, that's the way baseball should be played in the daytime and
course, and on grass.
Things change, you know.
They do, and influences can make you forget those preferences. Like Night Ball is with us in good part because he gets more money.
Yeah, that's right.
Gets bigger crowds and more money.
That's right. Just like that.
And the grass the artificial surface is there because you have fewer rainouts.
That's right. They can get that. No water, mud, or throwing sand all over.
Sure.
Like that night game in Yankee Stadium. I got a big thrill out of pitching that first ball game and winning that.
Oh, I'm sure.
So.
But for those who have seen baseball through the years, neither Night Ball nor the artificial surface is ideal.
No.
No.
I was telling the guy yesterday, you're talking about going to Chicago. I said, the Cubs baseball park is still the best place for a fan to see a ball game in the whole league. And Boston Fenway Park, the same way.
Well, I agree. And then there are only two others of the old parks around, Comiskey and Detroit.
Yeah, they're great.
They are.
Yeah.
You're right on top of the game.
Yeah, you're right there. Now you get in these new stadiums, and you get up in that seat up there, those guys look about that big.
Yeah.
And when the ball is hit, you think it's, shortstop's going to catch it.
The angle is the perspective.
Uh-uh,
and all of these, I say, all of these new stadiums, and I've seen a great many of them, they're nearly all alike.
You've seen them all, yeah.
You've seen them all.
Yeah.
The dimensions are very nearly the same, and the construction. An outfielder doesn't have to learn to play the outfield in every park like he used to.
No, uh-uh.
Get the angle.
I used to think Comiskey was a real good ballpark because if they hit a home run there, they deserved it.
They earned it.
Both fields were 350, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if they hit a home run there, they deserve it off. You got to pitch in.
Yeah.
And
we've already agreed that the designated hitter takes a lot out of baseball.
I do too. I don't like the designated hitter for the simple reason if a pitcher starts a ball game, like I said before, that there's more to pitching than just throwing the ball out there on the mound. He's got to be able to go to bat. And if it calls for sacrifice, he's got to learn how to bunt, to sacrifice that man to second or third, or squeeze it in. But that's gone. Now they just sit on the bench between innings and get rest and let a designated hitter go, and they just go out and pitch.
Right.
And a good part of the game, actually, from a standpoint, has been removed.
Yeah, of course, there are those who would argue that the fans want to see more hitting and more runs, and the designated hitter may add to that. So.
They may add, but it's not for sure. But
a lot of other things.
They like to see a good bunt to get sacrifice that guy
and
over, too. And that play, a lot of times, at first base is thrown away, and that makes a lot of action.
Precisely.
See?
And the art of bunting is not what it used to be.
Not a bit.
That is
Rizzuto was one of the greatest.